The Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
Yeah. And we welcome you back to the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner. John Dingins along with Greg Wyant, the head coach of the Seagull Stars, winners again tonight, or last night, and to go 6-0 on the season. But if you were, I guess, Coach, homecoming is finally over. I guess that's what I can say.
Boy, it was a weird night last night. We're just none of the ball game, nothing was in a true rhythm. We started 10 minutes late because of the dedication. Homecoming was going on all week long, and homecoming was last night, so halftime was a lot longer. Just there was no rhythm to the ball game whatsoever, and it affected us early.
I had a pick early, which is really kind of unusual with Siegel, a turnover early in the game. You've put points on the board in most of your games early. How did the team, I guess the team, I don't know if it were not shell-shocked, but I guess you sit there and you kind of go, well, we got to overcome this, and it's just a little glitch, and evidently that's what it was, because the second quarter they racked up some points.
We did. I mean, we got off to a slow start through an interception first play of the game. That's very uncharacteristic of Brent, but it happened. You know, I can't say enough about how our defense responded last night. I think we only gave up 86 total yards to them, and you know they're struggling a little bit on offense. I'm not going to deny that fact, but our kids held them, got it back for the offense as quick as we could, and it took us a couple series to get going, but we got going.
They did dedicate the stadium last night. I want to mention that just a little bit, Ken Nolan, and we mentioned it last week, and I know it had to be a special moment for him, and regardless of all the other activities going on, I think that was a special one.
It was. He's been an educator in this county for years and been at some different places, and he's done a lot for our county, I think, not just Siegel High School, but for Oakland High School and our county, and it's well deserved. He's a good man, and the probably the biggest compliment I can give Mr. Nolan is that he likes kids, he loves kids, and kids are important to him. It was while I was with him, the 5 years that I was with him at Siegel, and anything that I've ever known about him, that when you talk to any of the former students, any of the alumni that came back last night, I mean, you know, they're all excited about seeing him. He was at the pep rally yesterday, and our kids, you know, gave him a rousing ovation and made him feel special, and he is. He's a special man.
And he did a lot. He was a football coach himself. And
yes, he was. Yeah.
So for football to honor him like that, I think that really had to be a touching moment for him. I know he's not the type. He's not going to shed a tear, but,
no, I mean,
but he's a good –
the thing about him is he took great pride in our stadium. He took great pride in getting our stadium on campus. You know, the first 2 years that stadium wasn't there because of the fight with the neighbors. He went at it and got an on-site campus, an on-site stadium, which should be at all the high schools, and he took great pride in that. He took great pride in how it looked. He takes great pride in how the field looks. I mean, he just, you know, he's a special individual.
And really, for on-site locations, it may be one of the best in Rutherford County when it comes to where parking, where you can see
that's
a game.
That's probably the biggest thing is the ease of access in and out of our stadium. You know, I mean, there's not just one or two entrances in and out like there is at Smyrna or Riverdale or Blackman or some of those places. So that makes it a little bit easier to get in and out of and nicer to come to a ball game too.
That seems so long ago, not wanting a stadium over there. That seems like a decade, you know, years and years and years ago, didn't it?
It was.
42-0 winners last night over Siegel. Slow first quarter. Second quarter, Stockstill hit Gooch on a 35-yard pass. And the thing I noticed about he really spread the wealth last night. I mean, there were a lot of receivers involved in scoring last night, and I know along with Martin.
Yeah, we had six different people score last night. So, I mean, it was, you know, the ball got spread around quite a bit, and it was good. You know, we scored once defensively. There towards the end of the game, Marquion Roper finally got his first interception. He finally got upset at Jace. Jace Tyson plays opposite him, and Jace got his earlier, in the quarter, and Marquion walks off the field and says, "Man, I'm gonna play the other side."
Don't you just love that though?
They went over and they threw at him, and he went up there and got it and returned it for a touchdown. So I was very happy and proud for him.
You seem like you have a really great group of kids. I mean, they just the comments they make in the paper on the radio. It's all for one, and I mean, I don't know how many times that comes around, and I don't know if whatever their legacy is, whether they go undefeated or they lose the rest of their game, whatever the case. I know you're really proud of the way they handle themselves on and off the field.
I am. I'm very proud of the way they handle themselves, especially off the field. I mean, that's probably as important to me as on the field.
And the king was really kind of shy.
He was a little frustrated the way he performed in the first half, and I had to go out there at halftime, as they crowned him, and I mean, he was wanting to take that crown off and get back to his teammates, and I told him, I said, just relax, put the crown on, get your pictures taken, do what you're supposed to do, and again, we got plenty of time, he was...
I never thought I'd hear you say that.
He was a little antsy, and he knows this, it's not just about him at halftime and the homecoming thing. It's, all them girls, man, that's a big deal for them. They get to go get the dresses and get all made up and get their pictures made. So it's a big deal to them and their families and their mamas. So, he needs to be, and we need to be a whole lot more receptive to that. And Coach McDaniel's probably right. I mean, it's one of those things you have to handle, and it's his last one. It's his last one in high school, and it's important. It's important to not just him, but everybody else that's involved in homecoming. So
kind of savor the moment.
As much as we hate it as coaches, and as much as you get out of your routine, it's something that's pretty important to them. So
you mentioned about the defense, and I want to talk about them just a second. They're not maligned. It's not that. It's just I don't think they get a lot of press because the offense is scoring so much.
They don't. That's going to happen. Anytime you score a lot of points, nobody's going to look at your defense much because, offense sells tickets. I mean, everybody wants to come see. Everybody loves to see a high-scoring ball game. A 7-6 game is boring, and nobody wants a part of that. That, to me, that's a great game. I'm a defensive guy, so, I mean, to me, that's a – if we could play in a phone booth, I'd be happy with two tight ends and three backs and just ramming it down. That's my kind of football. But, football's progressed way beyond that. It's become more wide open and fast-paced. I really love what we do on offense. It garners a lot of attention. I won't deny that. But our defense understands what their role is. We talked about it last week. We sat in a meeting and we talked about our defense last week and how they've responded, and they responded well last night. And I told them at halftime, if things are going to happen like that, we're going to sputter at times. Somebody's going to slow us down or stop us on offense at some point in time. And defensively, we're going to have to step up and we're going to have to play well to win a football game. That wasn't necessarily the case last night, but we've talked about it, and we our kids understand their role on that football team.
And also, the defense has to be ready because a lot of times you guys score so quickly that they're right back on the field again. I mean, that's something that's a little bit unusual for a lot of the defensive teams. They've got to get right back out there.
Yeah, it frustrated me a little bit last year, and this year I'm over it. As long as we're scoring, I'm pretty happy. My defensive back coach, Coach Weeks, it frustrates him right now. This is his first year in the system, so he doesn't really understand how it goes, and it kind of frustrates him a little bit. But as long as we're scoring points, I don't care if it's one play and we're back on defense. As long as we're getting seven on the board, that's important. John A. Simpson made a comment in the paper earlier this year. He said, "Wish our offense could be on the field a little bit longer." He's a defensive player, and I mean, so he has to play quite a bit sometimes. But I'm okay with like I said, as long as we're not making mistakes, as long as we're not shooting ourselves in the foot, and we're going down the field and scoring points, they can take one play, three play, 12 plays. I don't care, as long as we're getting seven on the board.
And on the other side of the coin, if they have the lead, the defense can take more chances, do a little bit more things on defense. I mean, it's got to kind of help their mental psyche.
Sure.
About playing defense.
Sure. I mean, it's, you know, it's kind of a catch-22 situation. If you're up 14 or 21, kids tend to relax, and so you really got to stay on them about, you know, every series, going out and playing hard and not letting up. So,
we got homecoming over, but now we go into other territory. We, number one, we get back in district play, and the Oakland Patriots coming to your place. And coach, you know, I know there's history with you and Thomas, but disregard all of that, they're playing pretty good football right now.
Yeah, them young players are starting to mature a little bit, so they're starting to play well, and I wish we could have played them week one or two. It probably would have been a little bit easier for us, but it'll be a good challenge for our team. You know, we haven't beat them in a few years. A couple years ago over there, they pretty much embarrassed us, we laid an egg over there a couple years ago. Last year it was a little bit closer. We had a chance to win it and probably should have won it late last year. Got a field goal blocked, but it'll be a great challenge for kids. It's always a great challenge. He'll have them sky high coming into our place, and as they should be. You know, I mean, it's, you know, we're not 5 miles apart by driving, so. Our kids know each other, and it'll be a good atmosphere.
They won't be weary for the road trip over.
No.
The bus trip won't be too bad.
I may see if I can cut the tires on the bus and make them walk over.
Well, they do present a problem, like with Emmanuel Smith, and they've got some really good athletes, and if they put it all together, they can be a pretty tough. Last night, the clock ran again, and at the end of the game, and I know you would like to maybe even see a game where it would go a little bit longer to get some more players in, and that's always been a kind of concern with yours, especially with depth.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, we started last night with two offensive linemen that have started for us. We had three brand new offensive linemen starting for us last night. We're banged up a little bit. We've got some nicks and bruises, and we had some kids that needed a week off. And you know, fortunately enough, you know, Ravenwood's sputtering a little bit, and we got some kids some work there, and developed a little bit of depth. We had some off field issues where we didn't have a lineman to play also. So, we've got. We developed a little bit of depth up front. Our starting outside linebacker didn't play last night, so we didn't go in last night with all our guns loaded. I mean, we were banged up, and we had quite a few sitting out. I guess we probably had four or five starters that were sitting on the sideline, dressed out, ready to play in case we needed them, but you know, we held them. We held them as long as we possibly could.
Greg Wine, our guest here on the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coach's Corner. I want to kind of wrap things up a little bit, but Coach, it's far from over. You've got Oakland next week. Then you have, of course, fall break week, and you're off. And I guess that's a good opportunity to rest some weary bones and some nicks and that you have.
Yeah, it'll be a good time, especially after next week. Next week will be a very physical battle, I'm sure. So the week after that it'd be good to take, you know, 5 or 6 days off, and we'll take the entire week off and bring them back Thursday evening. We'll practice Thursday night, and they'll have all that time off, and we'll go Thursday night and Friday, and then they'll have the weekend off again. So we'll give them some time off.
Is there not a district game anymore that's not a rivalry? I mean,
don't think so.
Yeah.
Not in our district. I mean, it's such a, you know, I guess it's such a competitive district. You know, they're all important. And when it gets right down to it, the way the playoffs are set up, it really doesn't make any difference. Win or loss, you just got to win six to get in. You would like to finish in the top two to get an automatic bid. But they're all important, and I believe they've all turned into, you know, pretty decent rivalries.
All right, well, good luck next week, and we will be there, the WGNS radio game that week, Coach, and hospitality has been great. Bojangles has been really nice to us, too, but we have a little tendency you got a couple of guys up there that like to eat that chicken up there. And, you know, I'm not going to – Dallas is okay, but those other two guys, Revis and okay, I lost his name now, but
– talking about Chad.
Chad. Yeah. They'll offer it to you, though.
Yeah, I'm sure you may draw back a nub, you know, grabbing it. But, no, those guys do a great job for us up there. You know, we really appreciate them. They're there every Friday night, and they're very consistent in what they do. And you know, they do a great job with our atmosphere.
You know, there's a lot of people that go through the season, ticket holders, ticket people, concession workers, that really we don't really get an opportunity to thank them a whole lot. But I'll tell you, that Riverdale game, the concession people, and I know we're down the chain here, but those concession people, there was no wait with all that crowd. So somebody was really doing their job, and it was a really nice atmosphere.
They called in some reinforcements. We usually assign – there are certain kids that are assigned to certain ball games with their parents, and that's the way that we do it at Siegel. Some people do it a little bit different, but we assign them to ball games, and they've got to be there with their parents. And we called in some reinforcements last week, and we had a lot of people step up, and that's what you have to have in a program. If you want to run a program right, you have to have a lot of people volunteer their time, sacrifice for the good of the team. You know, it's hard to do sometimes. We had a lot of people step up, and they did a great job up there last week.
All right, one more home game coming up here with the Oakland Patriots. And, Coach, good luck to you next week.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Greg Wyatt, the head coach of the Siegel Stars, and he will be in action. They will be in action against the Oakland Patriots. That's our radio game. We'll be on the air at 6:30, and we'll be broadcasting beginning at 7 o'clock right here on WGNS. And we're going to take a break, and Thomas McDaniel of the Oakland Patriots, winners last night, he will be talking to Brian Barrett as we continue here from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, where breakfast is still being served. Come on down.